Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How is the farm? How is the campsite? How's all the, your animals?
I got to tell you, I'm really, really excited, Kathy. I was telling Jason just before the broadcast started that in August I'm going to be speaking at a preparedness expo, August 25th and August 26th. So I'm going to be there for I might be there for both days, but in August I'm bringing up the calendar right now. August 26th, I'll be speaking, which is a Saturday, around lunchtime, and for maybe an hour, hour and a half, about preparedness and how we do what we do, how we accomplish more with less, and taking advantage of these extreme tax deductions that I've never heard anyone talk about, other than, you know, us here at USA Prepares. You know, Donald Trump takes them. And Congress takes them, and you know, the wealthy of the world take them, and you don't have to be wealthy to take them. It's written in the tax code. All you have to do is know about it. So I'll be sharing these. I guess maybe they're hidden secrets, you know, that people don't know about, and they're hidden right in plain view. All you have to do is know where to look. And so I'll be talking about that. And what's neat about this is it's a Friday-Saturday expo, the last 2 days of August, and it's called OzarksHomesteading.com, Ozarks, plural, Homesteading.com. And you can go to the expo and you can see who's going to be speaking, and there you can buy tickets. Now, this is not our event, but I'm so excited about it and excited about being part of it that I offered to speak, and I don't charge to speak. Now, some speakers charge, I don't charge. So this is a chance where you, if you want to come to a class, you can meet me and Lou Cassidy and Mike Knox and any other instructors who might be there. And I don't know who else might be there, but as I find out, I'll let you know. And it's in Marshfield, Missouri, M-A-R-S-H-F-I-E-L-D, Mo. And it's about 20 miles from our farm. So we have arranged for the attendees, the guests of the OzarksHomesteading.com expo to camp at our campground, because there's not enough hotel rooms in the area. There just aren't, and those that are available are expensive. So what we decided to do was put a discount, and I didn't even put a time limit on it. I just put 20% off. So if you go to our website, you can find and our website is Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, .com. You can go there and you can get the discount code right on the headline of page one, discount code. And then if you decide to camp with us, you can look at the camping at our website, which is naturalfarmslc.com. And if you decide that you want to see more and book, you can click on Book at Hip Camp. There's buttons all over the website, our website, that'll take you to Hip Camp, where you can reserve your spot. And it's $26 a night minus the 20% if you choose to use the discount code. And what I wanted to do was make sure that everybody got a discount. And but it's not fair to have discounts just for veterans. It's not fair to have discounts just for senior citizens. It's not fair to have discounts just for going to this expo, in my opinion. Because I've been at Lowe's, the big box store, and the guy in front of me gets 10% off because he's a veteran, and I don't get it. I don't get the discount. And other people get it because of specific groups. Well, I think that everybody should get the same discount. If we're going to offer a discount, it's available to everybody. Okay, so there's a discount code, 20% off, and you can buy the eggs and the Natural Farms beef there as well. And if you want firewood, we've got that as well. So you can buy what you want, stay, make your reservations. And here's the neat thing, and I'm really, really excited about this part. When we had our own Get Prepared Expo, we had after expo events where the guests and the instructors and the speakers would all take over a restaurant. And we'd have a great time. Well, we thought, well, we'll just have it here. We'll just have it right here at the campground. So we're going to have a big bonfire, like a campground bonfire type thing, a big fire pit. And we'll sit around and we will have more of preparedness and meet and greet. And so I'm going to make the claim, and I've made this before, and no one has said, no, you're wrong. Here's the claim. I believe that if you attend this expo, which is not our expo, and you camp with us, that the whole experience of the expo plus the camping with us will be one of your 10 most memorable events in your life. And the reason I say that is because of the people whom you will meet. This will change your life. It will change your life. You'll become more like Kathy. You'll become more like Gwyneth. You'll become more like Greg and Kyle. And maybe not so much like Bert. Because Bert lives in California. That's a whole different world. But, I'm talking about those of us who are farmers. You'll be more like we are if you're not already like we are. Okay, that's why I say this will be one of your life's most memorable events. And I was talking, Kathy, I was talking to a gal yesterday who called up, and she wanted more information. And I told her about that claim. I just talked about life's most memorable events. And she said, that's a pretty strong claim. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. If you find that I'm wrong, you may call in any time at USA Prepares and tell me I was absolutely wrong. I'll put you on the air. You can tell me. And she said, wow. She was surprised. And she said, one of the, there are three ladies that want to come and camp together. And I don't understand quite why this is like this. Maybe, Kathy, you can help me understand this. But it seems like gals want to come here. And there are multiple gals, and it's not like they're homosexuals. They're just really good friends. They pal around together, and they have the same interests, and they want to come to this kind of an experience to get more knowledge, to add to their knowledge. So I believe they can pursue homesteading, buying the farm, raising their own food, and things like that. So that's what I think is happening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on why would it be that, three gals would come. Now, some of them are married and some are unmarried. So and they're coming to the event together. So I find this absolutely fascinating. I love it. I'm behind it. I'm supporting it. And I think it's where we need to be here at this point in time in the United States of America. Kathy, any comments about what I've said?
Well, Vince, I think the reason why the women like to do things together is because we are, most of us are talkers and we share. And I heard a statement once, and I really believe this, that it said that you don't need a psychologist. You just need a good friend to listen. And, if you can talk it out, you talk out your family, your friends, your problems, your hopes. It just, a good friend is really invaluable. And I believe that's probably what it is. I mean, I think for me, it would be enjoyable to go, like, with three of my good friends and just laugh and talk and share our family stories and things like that. That would be a lot of fun for me. Now, guys might, you know, they might want to do it if they go fishing or camping, as far as, you know, they're going to go whatever, you know, hunting or whatever. But I think it's just the woman just likes to be together and to talk. And maybe we're just, most of us are just more talkers. I guess, I don't know. That sounds like I'm a talker, so I got in trouble with school all the time because I talk too much.
Yeah.
It sounds really nice, Vince. And I think the meeting at your campsite afterward is really going to be nice, because I think after you experience, like, a seminar, you get excited and you want to talk about it. And then you can meet other people, and there's going to be other people probably in that area. So maybe they could make new friends and say, oh, you only live, you know, 20 miles from me or something like that.
Well, you know, that's exactly what's happened in the past. And these phone calls that we get about the camping, and the phone number's on the website, Class. So if you want to know our phone number, you can go to naturalfarmslc.com, and you'll see the phone number, and you can place a call, and we'll answer the phone if we're near it. Now, it's a landline, so we don't have a phone attached to us, you know, when we're on the tractors and doing farming, but you can always leave a message, and we'll call you back. But what's happening is exactly what you said. So, for example, I was talking with a lady, and she said, I said, you know, Baker Creek Seed, it's right down the road from us. So really? So I said, yeah. So we have, you know, 20 miles one way is Marshfield, Missouri, for the OzarkHomesteading.com Expo, OzarkHomesteading.com. And 20 miles from there is our farm for more experience. And then 20 miles south of us is Baker Creek Seed, roughly 20 miles. So this gal wanted to buy, well, actually maybe a little more, maybe 26 miles to Baker Creek Seed. And she wanted to go there as well. She thought, wow, this is great. So she could do all of this at the same time. And I said, but there's another guy who's speaking. His name is Mike Knox. And he owns a seed company. And we helped him with his initial startup of his seed company by putting him in front of lots of people and on the radio. And his seed company is White Harvest Seed. And that's in Hartville, Missouri, 20 miles from here. So you might want to go there, you know, after you get a chance to talk with Mike and get some more of Mike's time. And maybe Mike will come to the campground and, you know, spend some time with us, you know, while we're around the you know, the fire pit and, you know, having hamburgers and those kinds of things as well. So it's kind of a really neat get-together of like-minded people. It's way better than going to a concert, and when the concert's over, it's over. I mean, this thing is going to continue for an entire weekend. Well, Friday, Saturday, and maybe even into Sunday. So I'm really, really excited because, Kathy, that's what we do here at USA Prepares. We literally teach things that are not taught in school. Literally. That's what we do. And when we get students who are excited about it, that's why we do it. That's why we're passionate about it. And it's so much fun and so exciting for us to see the light bulb go on in a student's head. It's so exciting to see that when they say, I got it, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do the kind of things that you do because it makes so much sense. That's why I'm really excited about it. So Kathy's with us for the remainder of this 2 hours. And we'll be talking about domestic engineering lessons from 5-Minute University. And Kathy's got a lot on today's syllabus. You'll be impressed.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Kathy's with us. So, class, if you want that 20% discount, if you want to come for the weekend with the 25th and the 26th of August, and meet some of your instructors. And if you want to camp with us and learn more around the campfire in the evening, go to naturalfarmslc.com, naturalfarmslc, as in limited corporation.com, and make sure you take advantage of that 20% discount. The discount code is on page one. And it's right on the under the headline where the address and phone number are. So you can copy that, paste it, copy that, and bring it over to Hip Camp where you'll make your reservations. So you start with naturalfarmslc.com, copy the discount code from the headline, and then click on the link to book at Hip Camp. Then you can make your reservation and apply your discount code. Okay? So I think it's going to be exciting. Kathy, what is on your list today?
Well, since I know you have a couple things you want to talk about with the 5-Minute University, and I did have a few things I wanted to mention. We talked about the killing, like, the grass and weeds around, like, let's say your driveway, mailbox, whatever. You don't want the weeds to grow. And I wanted to report back. I did use the vinegar solution, and I will say that it worked very well. However, I am getting some of the more stubborn things did not die completely. And a lot of times, too, once you get rid of the weeds, you get new weed seeds coming in there. So, and that was probably about 3 weeks ago. So I'm going to hit it again with the solution. It really did knock it back to where we haven't had to go around and trim, and that's a real benefit. I mean, not that we do it every week, but it gets to the point where sometimes you just have to knock those weeds back. And I did it around even some of the areas where it tended to grow, like in the sidewalk cracks and the driveway cracks and things like that. That it was just, once they get in there, it's really tough to get them out. So I'm going to do it again, and I think if I do it the second time, I think that it might only be like maybe one more time. I'll have to do it this summer. I'll give the recipe real quick in case somebody wasn't here last time. It's a half a gallon of vinegar. Now, I use both. I use the regular vinegar you buy at the grocery store, and then they also make a 30%. That one obviously is stronger, so it's probably going to work a little bit better. But the one that I used from the store really was pretty well. I did pretty well. So I think for the cost difference, I'm just going to buy the regular. And if I have to make up a solution, it's much cheaper to just do two of those. Now, I did buy some cleaning vinegar, which is like a couple percent higher. If I can get that at a reasonable price, I'll just use that. So anyway, it's a half a gallon of vinegar, 3 tablespoons of salt, just regular table salt, 1 tablespoon of soap, a dish soap. And then I just put that in a pump sprayer, shook it up a little bit, and then I just adjusted the nozzle. So if you go out a little too far, like I had one mistake where we had a breeze coming in, and it got into my grass a little bit, but it wasn't enough to where it killed the grass all the way back, like a foot. It took it back probably 6-8 inches, but, you know, I'm not worried about it. I know it'll grow back. So that was a success. So I'm not having to use any kind of a herbicide. So I was real happy about that. I wanted to report on that. And, you know, Vince, one little thing I wanted to mention, it happened to me. A lot of times you buy, like, the carpet, and they've got the rubber on the back. And what I have found over the years is if they get wet a lot, or you wash them a lot, all that rubber comes off. So I have one that I have right in front of the stove, and the dog lays there too. But it gets speckled with food and stains because it's right by the stove. Anyway, Vince, I can finish when we get back from the break.
Kathy, I feel a lot better because I thought ours was the only one that got speckled with water and food. And the dog bowl's there, and the dog, I don't know why they look around, but they take a drink and they look around. There's water everywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Although inflation remains stubbornly high, the Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. It comes after witness testimony wrapped up this week. The trial is to determine if Robert Bauer should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Keep
it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sorry. During the break, I went to the kitchen, got some coffee, and Mrs. Fennelly was there, and our son was there, and I said, well, I'm all excited. We're going to be doing, I'm going to be baling hay this afternoon right after the broadcast. I'm going to be jumping on a tractor and be baling hay. I'm all excited. My son looked up slowly, and he said, you know, some of us get excited for different reasons. And what he meant was, you're excited about this? This is a lot of work. This is hard. It's heavy. It's dusty. It's hot. And he's right. But I'm excited about it. I really am. Kathy, you were talking about these rubber-backed rugs, mats.
Yeah, Vince, they tend to fall apart. The rubber starts coming off. And I found the more I washed them in the washer, that, or even if they got wet, then it's like we bought a set because we have sort of an odd size vanity. And normally you buy a carpet, and let's say it's probably I'm going to guess like 30, 36 inches for in front of the sink. Well, ours is an odd size. So we found one, a set, and we put it there. And just from the moisture of like being like coming out of the shower and maybe you're, you know, you being a little damp and everything. And it could have been too. I did wash it a couple of times. For the money that we paid for it, it didn't even last a year. It was expensive. And so I thought, well, I'm not doing that again. So my solution is the ones that I have, I just spot clean them. I take some warm, a little bit of warm soapy water on a washcloth, and I spot clean them. And, you know, hang them outside, like over the fence or something, or on the clothesline. I try not to saturate them. I find that's when that all breaks down. And the other thing that I did was, we have carpets now in our bathroom that are, they don't have the rubber on them, but they're real heavy. So they're really not much of a slip hazard because they're heavy. Like it's really so tough to take your foot and move them. So what I did was I put one in front of the shower, and then I bought one of those small mats that they're kind, they're like foamy, and it was inexpensive, like $5 or something. And I put that on top of it. So that way it traps the moisture. And then when I'm done, I just hang it over the tub and let it dry. And it, so far, we've had these mats for 2 years now, and they're perfect. I, you know, these other carpets, I haven't had to replace them. So that was just something that I guess it took me a while to realize that the more you wash, the rubber comes off. And some carpets are really expensive now. So I don't know if you have any better solutions, Vince, or if you have something that you can recommend, but that's what I found worked for me.
Yeah, you're right. 100% of those rubber-backed mats that you place in front of sinks, 100% of the ones that we've bought over the years have all come apart. Can't wash them. Put them in the washing machine. It might work once, even if it's in the gentle cycle, but then all these pieces of rubber come off, plug up the washing machine, plug up the little holes in the spin basket for the washing machine. Doesn't work. So we've given up. So literally, Kathy, here's what we do. We just use the regular old bath towels, and the bath towels we have are white, and they're cotton, and they're probably 30 years old. I still have some from when I was at the university in the mid-1970s. Same bath towels. And that's when we used to make quality products. We wash them in the washing machine, and we hang them up on the line. We don't use a clothes dryer. We have one, but we don't use it. And we just put those down in front of the shower. So when we get out of the shower, we stand on a towel. And it's just, so some of those towels, normally the bath mat type towels are heavier, thicker, maybe less slippery, but we don't use them anymore. All we do is use a regular old bath towel, put it down in front of the shower, and it's the same towels as we use for drying ourselves off. In the washing machine it goes, and we just grab from the linen closet, you know, a towel, put it on the floor, get another towel, and use it for drying ourselves. So that's how we do it. We've given up. We've given up on the rubber backed, you know, mats, because we've had them, and we had them when I was growing up. But we found that, you know, if you're careful and you don't race around, when you're getting out of the shower, you take your time, and they work just great. They really do. So that's our answer.
Yeah, I agree, Vince. I mean, they're expensive now. I think that set that we bought, we thought, well, it'll last us quite a while. I think it was like $80 because it's such a weird size that we have. And I happened to find a set, believe it or not, it was at Costco, and it was like, I measured it, and it was a perfect size. I carry a little retractable like ruler with me. It only goes up, I think, 3.5 feet. So it's really nice for me to be able to measure things when I'm at the store. So
does it say Stanley on it? Does it say Stanley on it?
I think it does. My husband gave it to me. It's metal. It's, yeah. It's metal, and, I can't believe how much I use it. People go, oh, you got one of those. What a smart idea. But it's an old, I mean, it's really old. It's probably 40
It's from the 70s.
Old.
It's probably from the 70s. I've got the same, the reason I said is it's Stanley. I've got the same one that I carry. Yeah.
So, anyway, Vince, I just wanted to bring that up because I thought about it several times, and I thought, you know, I should just mention that because the cost of the rugs, and if you are going to have them, maybe you can just keep them longer if you can keep all that moisture off of them. That's really my my answer. And I'm like you, Vince. I line dry most everything. I really do think it makes the clothes last a lot longer. So I do line dry, towels and everything.
Classy. Here's the point. If you want to know if what we're saying is true, if you have a clothes dryer, does it have a lint filter? I think it does. And the reason it has a lint filter is to keep the clothing, the material that has been shredded by the dryer from attaching itself to the clothing. So it traps it. Now, all that lint that you scoop off the lint filter and put in the trash, that used to be your blue jeans and your shirts and your socks and everything and your towels. That's what that used to be. So every time you scoop that out, that's less towels, less blue jeans, less socks, less shirts, less everything that you used to have. And that's what a dryer does. And I believe, and I really can't prove this, but the evidence that I've seen in the past, that an electric dryer, although it does beat up the clothes and cause them to wear out faster, it doesn't beat them up as harshly as a gas dryer does. I think a gas dryer is the worst. Because literally what a gas dryer is, it's a flame. It's like sticking your clothes in front of a blowtorch. You know, that's either natural gas powered or propane powered. And literally that flame heats the air, and that air is blown across the clothes. And it's like putting your clothes in a tumbling chimney with the exhaust of the flame. That's literally what it is. And I think that the gas is particularly harsh. The gas combustion, gas air combustion, is particularly harsh on elastic products. You know, so if you have elastic in your, I guess the new shirts are, stretch, the new blue jeans stretch. So it's got an elastic type component to the fabric. And then if you have elastic waistbands, all of that. If you're wondering why your underwear falls down and your pajamas fall down and your shirts are a lot bigger than they used to be and those skinny jeans are a lot baggier, well, I think it's the gas dryer. I think that's what it is. Just a few thoughts.
Oh, I agree, Ben. I think that. And for a while, I was making my own laundry soap, and I was using borax. And one of the women online commented that all her elastic was deteriorating, and she concluded that it was the borax. So I changed my formula. I don't know. I believe it's better. It seems like it's better, but some of the clothes that I had, it's only been like a year, so I'm sure that the damage was done. Because you're right, some of the elastic is just, even in those, like you said, the stretched blue jeans, you wear them for a few hours and they're all stretched out. I really like the old-fashioned kind better.
Yeah, I bought a shirt by Axidope. And it was a Wrangler. It was a Wrangler shirt, and it's kind of a khaki color. And I thought, well, that's great for the forum. And if I ever went to church, it could be my going to church shirt. And collared. And I'm kind of kidding about the going to church part, but it's a nice shirt. And it was at a factory outlet. It's like $10. I thought, wow, that's great value. Wrangler, well made. But it's got this stretch fabric. I just can't. Why do I need a stretch fabric? Do I, if I had a gut, I don't think it would look good, to have my gut stretch out through the shirt. Man, I don't understand these stretch fabrics. I really don't. I kind of like the regular old, kind of a nice tailored fit Sure, that's what I like. Really, I don't know how we got to this point. Whoever thought of putting elasticity in blue jeans? Really, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Kathy, can you enlighten me? Is there a reason?
Well, I don't know for sure. The only thing I can think of is two things. I think one, it might be that if people are maybe a little overweight, the fabric stretches. The other thing is it must be cheaper to make them that way. Because, I mean, I have some of the old-fashioned just cotton blue jeans that wear and wear and wear and wear. And I just like them better. I mean, they, like I said, the other ones, once you have them on for a while, they stretch out. And then I found, and I've seen them on some of the jeans that I bought. I guess I didn't, you know, bought them and thought, oh, they'll be okay. They start leaving lines on your legs. They literally stretch out. There's horizontal lines down the legs. I can't wear them anymore. I can wear them around the house, but I can't wear them out. They were sort of like a dressy kind of a pant that was stretchy, and there's horizontal lines going all the way down. It's just, you can tell the elastic just let go. So I don't know. It must be one of, in my mind, then, it must be one of the two things. So.
And I was thinking maybe, I haven't seen the tags, but maybe, you know how freezers now say garage ready? So this is you buy a freezer, a chest freezer, and you think, gosh, yeah, it's put in the garage. I mean, why would you not do that? Well, they have to have a special design because the compressors are so cheesy today, the ones that are made in China, that they have to make them heavier duty so you can put it in your garage so it can work in the temperatures of a garage that may vary, you know, more than in a basement or in a kitchen or in a laundry room or a mud room or something like that. So they have garage-ready freezers. And I'm thinking about these shirts and these pants that are elasticized, that stretch out. So maybe it's a marketing thing, and maybe I missed the part where it says all-you-can-eat buffet ready. You know? So these... we'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering. Kathy, what's next?
Vince, I know we had discussed, you wanted to talk about something in your five-minute university about your key that you had a problem with. And I think that might be interesting to see how you solved it.
Okay, so class, y'all know that I drive an antique car. We have a bunch of vehicles here at the farm, and they're all old. There's nothing new here. And the best car I've ever owned is my daily driver. It's a 1996 Mercedes-Benz E300D. D as in diesel. So this thing is a straight six, automatic transmission, vinyl seats, nothing special. It's an E-Class, which is a mid-size. E stands for executive. It's not the luxury one. It's the bottom of the E-Class, but has a really good engine, diesel engine, really strong transmission. So this thing gets over 40 miles to the gallon, diesel fuel. And it's just a great, dependable vehicle. It's comfortable, it rides well. Well, darn thing, it's got about 300,000 miles on it, just shy of 300,000. And the darn thing, the key wasn't working right. So Mrs. Finelli got in to move it, and she said, you got to check the key. So I said, it doesn't turn right. Now, for me, it's been turning fine. And so I'm thinking, well, she doesn't drive it very often. Maybe there's something that she's missing. So I went to put the key in ignition, and it would not turn. That's a real problem, because we have a garage with garage doors, and that's where we work on other people's vehicles. So my vehicle goes in the barn, and the barn has a concrete floor. And when you pull into this barn, it's 120 feet long. It's near the house. So it's 40 feet wide, 120 feet long. So it's kind of like a parking garage for equipment. So you drive in the center through a 12-foot center door on each end, and you turn to the left or turn to the right diagonally, and you park diagonally, and then you can park vehicles in the center lane. So then you have three vehicles wide, you know, one on an angle to the left, one on an angle to the right, and one in the middle. And the one in the middle blocks the ones on either side. So it's all full. It's all full of tractors and equipment and everything you can possibly think of. So because it's easiest to move my vehicle out It's the last one in. And it's the one we use most often, so it's the one that is pulled in last. And that blocks everything in. Well, the door and key wouldn't turn. And not only wouldn't the key turn, because the key wouldn't turn, the steering wheel wouldn't turn. And because the key wouldn't turn, the transmission couldn't get out of park. So this thing is all mechanically stuck, and of course the engine won't turn over. So you can't turn it to, you know, pull it out of the barn, because it requires turning it, you know, once you get it out the barn door. So it's blocking everything for 2 months. So we tried everything. We tried lubricating the lock cylinder. We tried all the suggestions. Use a vibrating tool like a jigsaw and hold the jigsaw in your hand while you're trying to mechanically push the jigsaw against the key so it vibrates the key, so you turn the key while it's vibrating. Everything we tried, nothing worked. And I was going to drill this thing out, but the information that I learned said if you drill this out and if you force this lock cylinder out of the vehicle, you will destroy the electronic sensor that immobilizes the vehicle. And once you do that, there are no replacements because they don't make them anymore. So this was a real problem, and I did not want to destroy this electronic device. And so our son and I were talking about this for 2 months, trying to figure out. We tried everything we could think of. Nothing worked. And our son said, you know what? Let's get a new key. And I said, that's a great idea. And he said, all you have to do is go to Mercedes, and you have to show up in person with a driver's license, photo ID, and the title to the vehicle to prove it's yours. And they will make a key from their factory specifications for that VIN number, and you can have it in a couple days. I said, great idea. Now I'm thinking this is going to be really expensive. It was $27.50, which is 10 times more than it should cost. However, this is the kind of deal where Mercedes says the only way to fix this thing is to tow the vehicle in and have it diagnosed for $160, and then have the mechanic work on it for a few hours, and then it's like over $1,000. And I was not willing to spend $1,000 to have my vehicle destroyed by a tow truck. So we got the new key, and the new key was not worn. So the wear on the pins of the lock cylinder were worn, but the new key wasn't worn, and it was just enough to turn it once. And once you turn it, you can pull the whole lock cylinder out without removing the dashboard. So that's what we did. We pulled the old one out and put a new lock cylinder with a new key that I bought for $20 on eBay. German key, German lock, and it works perfectly. So what I'm saying is you might want to buy a key that's custom cut for your VIN from the dealer. And that might solve your problem. And it might be the least expensive way to go. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.